There's an ugly side to the beauty industry that includes crude labels and hyper-sexualized marketing. Hope Harvard believes in cosmetics without compromise. She joins us today to talk about her company, Hope Beauty, and her many life experiences, including working in the Trump administration. So stay with us. Welcome to the Moms for America podcast. Each week, we introduce you to special guests who share their personal stories and advice on how to build a strong foundation of faith, family, and freedom in their home, community, and country. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Karlaitis, your host, and this is the Moms for America podcast, a show inspiring, encouraging, and educating moms in their journey through motherhood. We want to go ahead and invite you right on the top of the show to subscribe to our podcast. And we always, always ask you to go ahead and share a podcast with your mom friends. Also, if you have any ideas, guests, topics, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. Again, that's podcast@momsforamerica.net. You know, I absolutely love hearing from you. I also want to invite everyone that is listening. This is your first time here. Super welcome. If you're returning, super welcome again. I'm so glad that moms every week join us to talk about important things that affect their family. You're listening because you're concerned about your children's future and you're concerned about America. And that is what our movement is all about here at Moms for America. It's moms like us all across the country uniting to fight for our faith, our family, freedom, and the Constitution. So welcome. Please check us out at momsforamerica.us. Everything is on our website. Join us on this journey as we fight for America and our children's future. So super welcome again. So today I have a beautiful entrepreneurial young lady. Hope Harvard is the founder and CEO of Hope Beauty, a line of beauty products inspired by the women of the Bible that reminds women that their beauty is found in God. We'll talk more about what that means with our guest today. So this is going to be really interesting. I haven't talked with a young woman that is so beautiful, so vivacious, about glorifying God with the beauty that God has given us as women and then developing a cosmetic line. So this is going to be great. I'm so happy to welcome Hope to the show. Welcome, Hope.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to chat with you and hopefully inspire some moms and young listeners.
Absolutely. So Hope, I met you at a conference last month or the month before, I can't remember, my daughter and I. You had this beautiful display there. You were talking about beauty, what beauty really is. And then you had this amazing cosmetic line. So when we chatted, I said, listen, I got to get myself some of that makeup, which I did, yeah. My daughter and I. Actually, I have a couple of them here, this beautiful
lip gloss. Yeah, the Sarah.
And then this is the shimmer.
Yeah, the Hannah.
What is this called?
I call her, I'm from South Carolina, so I have a very Southern accent. So let's just get that out of the way. But I call this the Hannah highlighter.
Oh, yes.
It's named after Hannah because the Bible says that after she prayed in the temple, when she left, her face was radiant. So my mom and I joke that that's that Hannah highlighter.
Well, listen, I got that highlighter going on. I got the lip gloss. I can't wait to buy more things. Unfortunately, you're kind of sold out by some different things. So, unfortunately for us, but good for you. But before we get to the cosmetic line, I want you to tell me just a little bit about your family and who you are just as this beautiful young woman.
Yeah. So today's actually my mom's 50th birthday. And I know this is the Moms for America podcast. So happy birthday to my mama. She's celebrating in Jamaica. Oh. I come from a very well-grounded family in our faith. I grew up in church. My grandmother was the matriarch of our family. She got me into church every Sunday. She is actually the one who taught me how to love Jesus and how to truly live for him. Mm. So she passed away several years ago from cancer, but her legacy lives on actually through Hope Beauty because of my butterfly logo. Right before she passed away, my mom wrote a poem for her called "My Mother's Eyes Are Like Blue Butterflies." And I'm actually the only grandkid out of 8 that has her blue eyes. Aww. So I always took that as a special gift from her. And actually, the last thing she ever said to me was, "Hope, you are my, I am Blue Butterfly Senior and you are Blue Butterfly Junior." And I took that to mean that I've got to go encourage, just like she taught me how to encourage. So the Blue Butterfly of Hope Beauty is actually for my grandma. So you can see my family and how, they have taught me so much, how to love the Lord, how to read my Bible every day, and just truly how to love one another, that love is represented and felt within my company too.
So look at that beautiful testimony, the power of a grandma, the legacy, yeah. The beautiful teachings and prayers that your mother did with you. So mamas, be encouraged, because sometimes it's kind of tough when we're in the journey with our kids and they're fighting through it. And I'm sure you weren't always perfect, Hope, but but you do say, yeah. Yes, mom. Yes, grandma. I've gleaned all of these great things from you and you've now applied them to your life. And what a beautiful testimony, beautiful testimony. All right. So let's talk about your mission here at Hope Beauty. Tell us why you started it. I mean, not many young people get the chance to start a cosmetic line, use it for the glory of God, and be an influencer in the culture. So why, let's start a little bit about why, and then we'll get all the way down the road to your business. But why did you do this? Why did you step up and say, I'm going to create something different in this culture?
Truthfully, I started Hope Beauty because God told me to. I had left the Trump administration, and that was such a high. It was my dream to work in the White House. And so when I came home to South Carolina, I was feeling lost and totally just in despair because I didn't know what to do next to serve the Lord. And so going from such a job where you feel like you're making a difference day in and day out, that really mattered to me. I loved getting to serve my God and my country every single day. And so when I came home, I prayed so hard and I asked God, what's next? What is there for me to do? Surely you have something else. What else, God? Because I'm not done serving you. I want to keep going. And I was actually so emotional and just feeling just so sad and distraught about it that I cried that night. And so I literally went to sleep with a wet pillow because I cried myself to sleep asking God what to do next. And the next morning I woke up with the idea to start a makeup line inspired by women of the Bible. He said, go and tell my daughters they are beautiful. And as I started looking into the cosmetic industry, this was actually, I'd started looking into the cosmetic industry for months beforehand. I saw just how ugly it had become, just like right. You said in the introduction, from companies supporting Planned Parenthood to donating and funding abortions for their employees, or just even the names and the inspiration behind these products. I mean, we have names like that make our grandmas blush, like right. Lust and sin and, you know, deception. Like, those aren't beautiful names, but then you get into totally just wicked names. And I won't even share. You'll kick me off the podcast. But it really struck me that the cosmetic industry is inspired by evil and is trying to tempt women into their evil purposes, whether that is Sephora selling witchcraft kits. And then when the witches got mad at Sephora for selling their witchcraft kits, because they said it was such a special religious ritual, Sephora heeded that and stopped selling the witchcraft kits because it was too sacred of a ritual for them to sell in their store. Yet when a Christian conservative influencer was public about her beliefs, they canceled that Christian conservative and said that Christians and Republicans weren't welcome in their stores anymore. When my friend called Sephora, we called personally and said we wanted to cancel our Rouge membership because we weren't going to come shop at Sephora anymore because we weren't welcome there. They just hung up the phone. They didn't even bother to reply or try to convince us to stay. Not only is that horrible business, but it just truly sheds light on how dark it is in the beauty industry. So I know, and I know that everyone listening knows that those names of those products, those missions, and the things that have inspired these companies, those are not beautiful. Those do not align with God's word. In fact, as Christians, when we support these companies and we put those products inspired by pure evil on our face, we're putting on a mask of someone that we are not. God called us to look to him for our radiance. He says our faces are radiant and never will never be covered with shame. And Psalm 45:11, he says to let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, mm-hmm. for he is your Lord. The Bible says that a woman's beauty doesn't come from a gold jewelry or adornment, but it comes from her heart. And that mm-hmm. is the loveliness of Jesus in us. And so that was not a ban on getting ready in the mornings. Paul was not saying that, you know, you couldn't get up and brush your hair and, you know, put on a dress that makes you feel good. In fact, Esther and Ruth both took the time before they went before their guys, before Ruth went before Boaz. She washed and got ready and put on perfume before she went to go meet him on the threshing floor. And then Esther, my favorite, because I just feel like she must be full glam all the time, even in heaven mm-hmm. right now. I'm sure she is totally decked out full glam. But the Bible says that she went through 18 months of beauty treatments before she was ever taken before the king. So the Bible does value a woman's beauty, just for her physical appearance, but because it makes her so confident in who she is in her heart too.
All right. So before we go any further, you've kind of given me a whole series of things I want to chat with you about, but mm-hmm. you just talked about beauty. Before we go into a little bit more of the specifics of the cosmetic line, beauty was very important to you. What does that mean? What, when we hear the word beauty, beauty industry, what is beauty? I mean, because you've now developed a whole business mm-hmm. on celebrating beauty, but what is real beauty to you? What do you think that is biblically?
There's a misconception in our world today that beauty equals vanity. And when we look to the Bible, we see that that is absolutely not true, because God himself is beauty. When we look out at creation and we see the evidence of his beauty and his delight in the world, we say, oh my gosh, God, that is absolutely beautiful. So who would go look out at the sky or at a flower or a beautiful creature and say that God's creation, that God's design didn't matter, that it was only the intention or what's on the inside that counts? God feels the same way about us. So I define biblical beauty as a combination of the way God made us physically, because he was so excited and he delighted in making the color of your hair and your skin and the little dots in your eyes that designed the pattern of your pretty eyes or your eyelashes, the way he designed your body to bring forth life. God delighted in that. And it is not wrong to use the beauty of what he created to give it back to God and honor him. Mm-hmm. But it's that combined with the beauty of a gentle soul that loves Jesus. Both of those combined together is what makes a truly beautiful woman.
Amen. Amen, sister. You should do this for a living. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
All right. So beauty, I mean, this is just something that all of us as women, we deal with, right? Mm-hmm. Makeup's, I mean, I've got myself makeup. Do you got yourself makeup, yeah. makeup on? We love to kind of enhance and just celebrate who we are. I think just the wonderful gift that we have as women is mm-hmm. God has given us beauty. He's given us radiance. He's given us a chance to be something amazing in his eyes. Mm-hmm. And you talked about putting on a mask of really of deception. And I know that there's moms that are listening out here that are going, you know, I don't know, I've been with Estee Lauder forever. I've never heard sin or lust, or maybe they've been with a little bit of an older, and I mean that complimentary moms, an older skincare line or an older, more established line. But really, I do watch some different influencers and I do, you know, kind of check on what's happening. And although I don't want to be saying a lot of this stuff, because there is some really ugly. You talked about lust, you talked about sin or whatever these different lines are. I mean, there's better than sex. If you walk into Sephora, that's one of their main lines. And I'm going to say this because it was shocking and I didn't even know that this was really happening, was I was watching an influencer and she was talking about a blush that she called orgasm. And I'm only going to mention that one. That's as far as we're going to go with talking about just how crude they are, but mm-hmm. who can just with a blank face talk about a blush that is so hypersexualized, and it was like as if it didn't even matter. And I know that there are worse ones, much worse, appalling, crude would be mild on what they're calling makeup in this generation, in this culture. Is it, would moms be shocked? Should we be surprised? I mean, everything has been so hypersexualized and just, it's just really so degrading. It's so awful to take something like a makeup and make it to be just disgusting.
Yeah, it truly is. And it's, you know, what I find even more degrading is the brands that will have the audacity to put a man or a transgender man on the cover of their advertisements. Because we go in now as a woman, and now we have to see what a foundation looks like through some man's beard. And now we are being totally erased as women. So the debauchery knows no limits within within this industry. I mean, you know, I don't think that moms are shocked. When you turn on television shows that are meant for teens, you see drug abuse and alcohol abuse and teen sex before you're married. You know, our moms shouldn't be shocked. I'm certainly not shocked. You go on TikTok and you see all of the, you know, the little dances that those kids do. And yeah, some are innocent, but our children are being over-sexualized, whether it's even including the kindergarten and through elementary school age students who are now being taught how to transition into a man and what gender identity is. Our children, our battle as the moms of this generation and the older girls in this generation, our battle is to protect the purity of our young women so that the next generation isn't raised up in complete lust and debauchery and sin. We can, actually this morning when I was reading my Bible, the verses that kept standing out for me were all about the battle lines. And it was, I was reading in Chronicles, and then I went back to Samuel to look and see when David fought Goliath. It says that the battle lines were drawn and that Goliath kept creeping up to the battle lines as David was getting ready. When he put on Saul's armor and then he took it off and he got his stones out and his staff together and his sling, it said that David taunted him and got closer and closer and closer to the battle line. But when David was finally ready and he knew that he had the whole force of God's angel army behind him, the Bible says that David charged the battle line. And that is how we must face this issue, this problem as moms and as women. We have to be the lionesses of the tribe of Judah. And we've got to charge the battle line and say, you will not have our daughters. They will not fall into this trap sin and lust. Their identity is going to be rooted in God. It's going to be rooted in beauty and in purity and in who he says that they are. And so we've got to just charge that battle line and say, no more. We have drawn the line and we are here to fight.
I love this discussion because as we've looked at the digression or just what's happened in society, it's always started with over-sexualizing, hyper-sexualizing. Mm-hmm. And then it goes and it starts changing. You just referred to this to gender confusion and gender. And they have brought all of this. They've hyper-sexualized. First, they made it feel like that you're nothing unless you do something, right? You've got to be.
Or that makeup is only going to be makeup used is for seduce.
Right.
For seducing men.
Right. So they've ruined beauty. Then they've hypersexualized it and made it just crude and nasty. Mm-hmm. And now they are bringing it in with a gender fluidity and confusion. And you're right. Now we take a lot of tutorials are done by men and it's shocking. So the evolution of this message continues. And this is really why it's such a great discussion. Nothing. I mean, the liberal progressives, there's nothing, they don't care. They'll attack anything. They'll redesign it. They'll rename it. And that's why it's just important to have this discussion because in this world, the attacks are real. You're talking about David and Goliath, and we are in a battle. And the more that we can talk about this through our daughters, the more that us as women are more stable. You know, we have to understand God made us. He created us and he did give us this beauty. And we should celebrate that. I love the fact that you're talking about cosmetics without compromise and that our greatest influencers are strong, courageous, faithful, powerful women of the Bible. And when you're hearing this, you kind of feel like, wow, is this just going to be cheesy or is this going to be Beautiful. And it is so beautiful. There's nothing at all. I guess we feel like the Bible, the women of the Bible are outdated or they're not relevant. They're so relevant. They are some of our greatest influencers. So let's talk about what you did with your line, your cosmetic line, and why you chose them and what you did. I mean, this was good for you. I just love the idea. I love it.
Thank you so much. So when I chose the word influencers, it was a nod to the influencers who our young girls know, but they're a dime a dozen on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook. Everywhere you go, there is someone out there telling you what you should do and what you should buy and what you should look like in this new product. But really, these women of the Bible were God's chosen influencers. This is who we should be looking to for our inspiration for faith and beauty of our daily lessons on how to live life, or, you know, or just our getting ready in the mornings. This is who we should be allowing to inspire us and teach us. So that's why I chose the word influencers, because they really are. This is who God chose for us to look up to.
They stood the test of time.
Yes, they have stood the test of time. I mean, their stories are actually never more relevant than they are, because look at what these women faced. Attackers coming against their nation and their people, like Esther, and she had to go stand up for them. Or a generation of women who have are longing for their husbands right now, like Ruth was for Boaz. Or mamas waiting for babies like Hannah. So their stories can still touch. When people say that the Bible is outdated, I always ask them first, do you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he saved you? And they answer, yes. Well, do you believe that he is coming back? And they say, yes. And I said, well, so until Jesus comes back, the prophecies of Revelation have not yet been fulfilled, and therefore we are still living in biblical times. So to every woman listening to this, when you are living for Christ, you are a woman of the Bible. When you are living according to the word, you are a woman of the Bible. You can take that as your confidence and know that that is your strength, because it's found in him. So when I got more into the creative side, which I have always grown up loving dance and the arts, I went to an arts high school. So I've always been on the creative side. My mom owned a dance studio. I love to paint. So getting to go from politics of working in the White House to getting to just be creative has been such a joy and just a little just pleasure that God has brought me. So after I had that revelation, when I woke up, I literally sat up and was like, I'm going to start a makeup line inspired by women of the Bible. Well, I had come home from DC, you know, rather unexpectedly, because we didn't think President Trump would lose. And so I was living with my parents, and I still am. Let's just full disclosure there. But it's such a gift that they allow me to run the basement.
Into those daughters that are out there, take advantage of your parents, you know, letting you live out your dream a little bit. I mean, this is a beautiful testimony. You couldn't do this on your own, right?
No, I really couldn't. Right. My mom helps me, whether it's packing orders or talking through ideas with everything. She is, she's my support system. So I jumped up out of the bed and I ran downstairs to my mom, and I was like, mom, I'm going to start a makeup line inspired by the women of the Bible. And she was like, oh, that's great, honey. Yeah, that's so great. And so she's like, go get your clothes on. We're going to go for a power walk. So I went upstairs, got dressed, and we go on a 45-minute power walk. And the entire walk, it was like the Holy Spirit just did a divine download and just gave me these ideas and into my head, like Rahab is going to be red lipstick for her red scarf that she let down over the side of the wall of Jericho. That was her act of bold faith. She said, I'm leaving this world behind and I am going to follow Jesus. Mary is pink because the red blood of Jesus mixed with the purity of Mary, red and white together make pink. Sarah is a nude color. It's a more mature color, neutral, but it also just reminded me of patience, that patience means long suffering, but it doesn't have to always be miserable while we wait. We can find joy in the waiting. So there's still shimmer in that color. I explained earlier, Hannah is the highlighter because the Bible says after she prayed, her face was radiant. So I wanted something that would give us the glow. Esther is a golden bronze shimmer that you could use on your eyes, on your cheeks, wherever, just to give you a really golden glow. And I took that from the scepter that God, that the king handed her when she went into the throne room, because she finally got up the courage to go stand up for her people. And the king said, whatever you want. And when we walk into the throne room of heaven in prayer, God does the same thing. He hands us that scepter and he calls us his chosen daughter. And he says, whatever you want, as long as it's in accordance with my will, I will give it to you. And so I wanted to remind women of the divine authority that we have, just like Esther had too. And there are so many more women. There's more on the way. I'm working on Deborah right now, or Deborah for fall.
I'm not a Deborah, I'm a Debbie, but what are you going to do with Deborah? What color is Deborah?
She's going to be fall, so deep wine colors. I'm actually doing a full look. So she's going to have some eye colors, some lips, some blushes, and it's actually going to be part of a new subscription box program that we have. Just had the idea a couple of weeks ago. So we are going to do quarterly looks. So each season you get a new look of makeup, and it's going to include your cheek color, your lip color or two colors, your eyeshadows, an eyeliner, and a mascara. So each season for spring, summer, fall and winter, you get a new look, and Deborah's going to be fall.
Nice. Can you go ahead, since we're talking about your product line, let the audience know about your website, where they can find this at?
Yes, it's hopebeautyusa.com. You can follow us on social media at hopebeautyusa across Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. On there, we love to do tutorials, devotionals on our social media. We also have a blog on our website if you ever need a little bit of encouragement. I'd love for you to check it out. And then while we're talking about the website, there is a discount code for Moms for America. It's just Moms for America, and that code at checkout will get you 10% off.
Isn't that lovely? Thank you, Hope. So for our moms and our daughters that are out there, Hope is giving us a 10% off code. Truly, you're going to love this. I only have three pieces of her product, but I am going to order more. I just love it. I love too that it's made in the USA. It's natural. Tell us a little bit about just what the product line too, just the integrity of it.
Yeah, I realized that the purity of the products couldn't just be limited to my intentions, that I needed to make a product line that was pure in its ingredients and as it was in its intentions. So Hope Beauty is what I call Passover friendly, which is just a really fun way of saying that it's gluten-free, and many of the products are also alcohol-free. So they are set to use at Passover if you follow those guidelines from the Bible. They are gluten-free, Passover friendly. Select products and shades are vegan. There are no parabens in the products. Our plumping lip gloss does not sting your lips. It de-wrinkles and rejuvenates your lips with hyaluronic acid, collagen, three different types of oils, and then it's flavored with cinnamon and nutmeg. So it's not going to plump up your lips like lip injections or anything like that. Rather, hyaluronic acid increases your cell's capacity to hold water times 1,000. So when you put hyaluronic acid on your skin, on your lips, your cell's capacity to hold moisture increases. And so that's why we put in the collagen and the oils, and it literally helps rejuvenate your lips from the inside out. De-wrinkles them, smooths them, and plumps them up, but with no intense burning or stinging.
I will agree. And do you remember, you probably don't remember this, but when I said, oh, a lip plumper gloss, oh, I don't know, those things are terrible. And you're like, no, it doesn't burn. And it doesn't. I use it every day now. So I can attest to that. And I just love the product line.
Thank you.
So just, we're going to wrap up here, and I'm just thrilled to have talked with you, Hope. There's so many great things on your website. It's so inspiring. I know you do, like you said, there's a Bible study and there's all kinds of different things that you've made your mission. How is Hope Beauty helping women just in the mission of beauty overall? Maybe just some closing words of advice to the women that are listening and to the young girls that are listening. Just to be set in who they are and who God has created them to be.
Yeah. So actually I got this testimony yesterday in an Instagram DM from a girl who I've recorded a podcast with, but I mean, when I read this, the mission behind Hope Beauty finally became so real to me, and I might tear up talking about it. But this young girl, she's in her 20s. She was doing a beauty pageant. I grew up doing beauty pageants. They actually, you know, made me into who I am, but that's another topic for another time.
But so, you were what, Miss Teen South Carolina?
Yes, or, I yeah. was. Yes. Yep. And
love
all
that.
All the scholarship mamas. So
I come from pageants too. So I'm a big fan. So go ahead.
Yeah. So this girl was doing a pageant. She was getting herself ready and she was like, oh, what color lip product should I do? And as she was doing her makeup and she opened up her case and my Hope Beauty Mary lip gloss was on top. She said, of course, duh, I'm going to wear that. And so she puts it on and she says that before the show, a couple of girls asked to pray. And she said, I have never been the one to pray in public. I've always been afraid that I'm not good at praying or speaking out loud, that I'm not going to say the right things to encourage. And so I've literally never prayed before people or in front of people before. And she said, the girl who was praying started struggling and, you know, had lost her confidence to pray. And she said, it's okay, I'll pray for us. And she mm-hmm. said, it was like the Holy Spirit just came on her and she was just praying like she had never had before. And I said, oh my gosh, it was, you know, the confidence I have. And she said it was the confidence that she got from wearing Hope Beauty that I told her, you are a woman of the Bible. You've got this, you can do it, that God is with you. And I just think, you know, just the Bible, what the Bible says that, with an overflow or the overflow of from the heart is what the mouth speaks. I totally just butchered that Bible verse, but that's exactly what it is. There's another verse that says that your lips are as lovely as Rahab's red scarf in Song of Songs. So I think that Hope Beauty is even the message behind it is more powerful than I've even thought of yet, that this girl would even think to reach back out to me and say, I've gained so much confidence from learning from you, from learning from the mission of Hope Beauty that I now want to read my Bible every day. She was like, what Bible do I buy? What devotionals do I do? I want more of this. And that is what I hope Hope Beauty stands for and inspires, that when we go out into the world, we are faced with shame and temptation and all of the forces of Satan and his minions are fighting for us to rebuke our identity in God and to flee from him. And I hope that Hope Beauty is literally like putting on the female armor of God when we get ready in the mornings, that we're going to have humility like Mary. We're going to be brave like Esther. We're going to lead and be intelligent like Abigail. We are going to have patience like Sarah. And after you've put on your full face of makeup and you've thought about each woman as you've gone along, that you are ready to go and go out throughout the day. So I hope that mm-hmm. it truly does inspire women to look back to the Bible. And to any woman listening to this, your femininity and your womanhood is not a weakness. It is your weapon and you need to yield it for the glory of God. You need to charge the battle line and take Goliath down with one single throw. Be the woman that you want your daughter to grow up to be. Mm-hmm. I can tell you right now that we are watching and we want our mamas to fight for us. I know that my mom Amen. Sure has.
Oh, and I met your mom too, and she was lovely. Love your words, Hope. I love just that in a culture that is just filled with such negativity and really mm-hmm. a lot of death, that we're speaking hope and life and salvation and excitement as we journey through this life with our children and mentor them and pray with them. And, you know, moms, let God build you up in your home. Be the righteous woman that God has called you to be. Yeah. Be strong and courageous. And again, our greatest influencers are the mamas in the Bible, are the women in the Bible. And I love Hope that you have just kind of brought a fresh perspective to that into thank a culture you. That really needs it. So thank you. Thank you for all you're doing and God bless you in your ministry.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I hope that the women listening have been encouraged and they want to go learn more about the women of the Bible today.
Yes. Again, to all our Moms for America audience out there, Hope is giving 10% off for the products. When you go to the website there, you just put in Moms for America at the checkout mm-hmm. and you can go ahead and get all kinds of great products for you and your daughter. Thanks again, Hope, for joining us. I wish you all the best and go shopping at hopebeautyusa.com. Shameless plug there.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. All right, moms, before we close, I'd like to remind you to visit our website at momsforamerica.us. Again, that's momsforamerica.us. Check out all our amazing resources, events, and programs. Love to have you check out our signature program. I tease this every week because it's so important. It's called the Cottage Meetings. These 12 lessons will inspire and educate you about America's amazing heritage so that you can share the principles of liberty in your home and in your community. This program, along with many of our other programs, we have so many programs, so many events, so many resources, from school boards to how to run for school board, how to teach your children at home, how to build a foundation of liberty throughout your kids. And we have Restoring Patriotism, which we just released too, which is amazing. All of that is on our website. We say from parental rights to public policy, Moms for America has it all. We are the resource center for you. Lastly, sign up for our weekly newsletter. Again, go to our website, momsforamerica.us. Sign up for that. This will help you get educated on the issues that relate to you as a mom. We want to encourage you every week in your journey through motherhood. We believe that liberty begins at home and that you moms, you are the heartbeat of America. That's why this movement is so incredibly important. The moms are going to save our country. Like, subscribe, share, join us next week for another inspiring, informative discussion with moms just like you. Thanks for joining us, and let's keep changing our world one home at a time. See you next week.